This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Full slate of football today. Soon as we're done with you, in about half an hour from now. Make sure you keep it right here on Sports Radio 610. You know, it's a good place for not just football conversation, but to listen to the actual games. We'll have all of them right here. Westwood One's going to carry every single one of them, so make sure that you're here.
Great day for football. The second-place Lions.
Yeah.
They're in second place.
Second-place Lions, like, I can't even – this is another thing, too, and not to go on a tangent here, but – when I hear folks talk about, and these are amateurs here, just talking, just spitballing here, but they're like, man, this is a 5-year plan. It might take, talking about the Texans, it might take 5 years, but I don't feel like, you know, you really want it to take 5 years. The NFL, you tell me if I'm wrong about this, John, because you've covered the league even well before I was even on this earth. The league, it feels like, is designed to for you to be competitive, or to at least give you a chance to be competitive if you are competent in building your roster, evaluating talent, and coaching and all of that. Like, if you do all of the things right and that you're supposed to do, it's not like baseball where you can be a really good team, a really good organization, but if you don't have the money to spend, you're probably not going to be in the mix, or you're only going to be but so much in the mix. Like, football, the NFL specifically, is designed for parity. I know Bill O'Brien several years back got a lot of flack for calling it an 8-8 league, and it sounded goofy at the time, but I thought he had a point there in terms of just how the league's designed to be competitive. Would you agree with that in terms of the Texans and what their trajectory is and what the timeline is, how long it should take for them to go from an embarrassment, which they've been the last 3 years, to at the very least – being like the Lions, and maybe they're not good, but they're at least giving you a respectable product that the folks in their city can go to the games or watch the games on TV and at least feel good about what they're producing.
2 years ago, they beat the hell out of the Lions. Deshaun Watson outplayed Matthew Stafford. And so the best laid plans. How many years were the Astros bad before they got good? Five?
Yeah, five.
Like
yeah,
that.
At least five.
Astros have been bad for three. I mean, the Texans have been bad for 3 years. I'm not giving up on the rebuilding plan, which has gone on for 2 years. They are the picture of incompetency because they're so pathetic. Worst team in the league. Nobody, I don't know anybody that expected that. They've been a huge disappointment, but they still got games to play to surprise people. Do like last year. Beat a team like the Chargers that's trying to go to the playoffs. Beat a team like the Titans on the road that is going to get home field advantage in the AFC. Do something people don't expect, and I don't know that they will, but you know, if you get high picks and you spend money in free agency and you manage your cap the right way, you know, you're going to have a chance to be competitive fairly quick. And the teams that are consistently not competitive, like Jacksonville, Detroit, the Jets, if they make good moves when it comes to coaching and general manager, they can turn it around. You're seeing not the Jaguars yet, but you see the Jets, who are 6-4. You see the Lions, who are 4-5, and with a 3-game winning streak, show some signs, but they could fall back. And the Lions, the Texans won a playoff game in 2019 season over Buffalo. The Lions have won one playoff game since the 50s.
John, I don't have as much of a problem with them losing. I think losing might actually be good for the overall health of the organization.
Oh, that's the truth. Okay. If they get another franchise quarterback.
But the thing is, the thing that's been hard to stomach a little bit here, John, is that, like, I feel like they needed to lose in style. And I don't mean, like, style points, stylistically, but they needed to lose with, let's say this, they needed to lose with some dignity.
Without so much turmoil.
Without so much turmoil and without so much, you know, obvious and clear incompetences along the way. Like the, I know this wasn't a loss, but it was a tie, the first game of the year. You're up 20-3, okay? All right, man. You need to win that game, okay? Now, maybe it's ultimately been in their best interest that they didn't win that game because now it's a tie instead of a win. But that's an example, okay? The Bears game. At the time, I know the Bears have kind of gotten some things together with their play calling and they're trying to play to Justin Fields' strengths. He's still not that strong as a passer.
Won three games.
But, yeah.
Texans could have beaten them in Denver.
Yeah, I said that. They should have beaten them because at the time, I thought that was going to be the worst offense that they faced. It was, to me, I said this on the radio. The Bears possessed the only offense that was worse than the Texans' own. I thought this anyway at the time. I don't necessarily know if I agree with it now. But in the moment, I said that this is the only offense they'll face that is bad or worse than their own. And so they should beat this team. And they didn't even do that. And then when you look at games like the one we just saw against Washington and the one we saw several weeks back or a few weeks back now against the Tennessee Titans, like those are the types of losses that I feel like are the ways that you lose the goodwill and the good feelings and vibes around the team, even if it's an acceptance of we're losing or tank, whatever the word is you want to use. But at least you feel good about the development of your players, maybe your coaching staff, something, you know, like give your fan base something to cling to. And I don't feel like the Texans right now in this moment, and I was glad to hear Nick Caserio on with Payne and Pendergast yesterday mention this, that it started with him, like he hasn't done a good enough job. Like there isn't a thing right now to really cling to. I still feel good about the young players, the rookies. I think they'll be fine eventually after they finish with their rookie struggles. But it's not like there's a thing right now in this moment that you can point to and cling to and say, you know what? I feel good about that going forward for the Texans.
I feel good about the running game.
Yeah, Damian Pierce. Oh, I'll take that back. Damian Pierce, that's
it. And what you just said about losing with dignity, you can't be the worst team in the league and lose with dignity. You're the worst team in the league because you're terrible. You're terrible for a reason. And I don't think, you know, you can, like, Texans haven't had anybody arrested. You know, that they haven't had any. The Brandon Cooks is the biggest controversy they've had. And they're, I always say they're low scoring and boring. But when you're going to be the worst team, there's no good way about it, going about it. There's no positivity in being the worst team, except you're going to get high draft choices. And you don't want to be Jacksonville that gets them and then they all leave. And I tell you something else interesting. When you think about all the problems the Rams are having, mm-hmm. all those players they re-signed, the big contracts, Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, a couple others, and I can't remember who they were. And now they're paying them for what they did, not for what they're doing this year. And the Rams, it seems hard to believe with all the talent they have that they're as bad as they are. Now Kupp's out. Stafford's been playing hurt. And so the best laid plans can go awry in a hurry. But at least you got a Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you as my follow. Is that worth
it? So you buy a lot of goodwill, yes.
Yeah.
Was it worth it to Tampa Bay to give 2 ones and 2 twos and $8 million to the Raiders for John Gruden? Yeah, they want a Super Bowl with Tony Dungy's players. And so that's why everybody thinks Sean Payton will go to a new team. And it'll cost him a number one pick. Why wouldn't New Orleans hold out for more? Because Sean Payton is one of the all-time best coaches. And if you got a guy chance to get him, you should have to pay dearly to get a guy of that caliber.
Oh, man.
Now, Sean Payton came here. Say they fired Lovie and they hired Sean Payton. It's not going to happen because he has to have total control of personnel, Caserio has in his contract that he does. But if they brought Sean Payton in, would people be confident that the team was going to be a lot better next year? Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not going to happen. But if you told me I could swap out whatever it takes to get Sean Payton and even let him, like, I would say goodbye.
Here's
to
the
anybody.
Keys to the kingdom.
Anybody got to go to bring in Sean Payton. But it ain't happening.
No, he wants to go somewhere where it's a stable organization. Yes. He can control everything as he did in New Orleans. And people, and of course, money will figure into it. But he's going to have his pick.
Yeah. Yeah, man, they're going to be teams that need a coach are going to be at his feet. It's going to be a very, very interesting pursuit.
I'm Denver. I'm Fire Hackett. The Walmart heirs. I give him whatever it takes to come in. Okay, you said Russell Wilson, you should coach him and do this. Okay, come in here and do it.
Yeah, or if I'm Carolina, I'm letting everything.
New Orleans isn't letting him go in the division.
Yeah, that's true.
No way.
Didn't even think about that.
They want him in the NFC. But there's going to be teams and are going to have offers, but it seems like since he was so high on Russell Wilson, but they're going in there where they gave up all those picks and players to get Russell Wilson. It might be a harder journey to come back on, even though their defense is playing great. It's a great stat put out by Nick Martin, who used to work here. If the Broncos had just scored 18 points in every game, they'd be like 7-3.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Man, if you're on that defense, you got to be ticked off. Got to be ticked off. All right. On the other side, we're going to talk about another game. I'll tell you what. One of the teams just made a new head coaching hire in the offseason. The other team, quite honestly, even though they're having some success this year, is a potential Sean Payton destination. We're talking about Giants Cowboys coming up later on in the day as part of your Thanksgiving slate. Brandon Scott and John McClain from SportsRadio610.com taking you up to the top of the hour. Y'all stay with us.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.